It's about 10 to 7 on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibugo. Now, Londiwe Mashele is a marketing student originally from Hazyview but currently based in Johannesburg. She is what the cool kids refer to as an influencer, and judging by her social media presence, this young lady knows what she's doing. Londi joins us on the show tonight to try educate these old fossils on the art of social media marketing. Yes, Wandile, ungangibuki njalo. We are the fossils I'm referring to.
I agree.
Welcome, Londi, to Rise FM.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Londi, I need to find out, you know, Zingisa refers to me as a fossil, and she's quite correctly. So we hear about this word quite a lot. What is an influencer?
Well, an influencer for me is a person who is able to use their power of exposure positively around social media. Also, an influencer has the ability to make known to their audience about a certain brand. And sometimes it doesn't only end by just knowing the brand. The audience is influenced to buy whatever the influencer is putting out there as the basically the product that is being put out there. So basically, we have the effect to make someone buy something, you know?
The effect.
To push someone to buy, yes.
Okay. And yeah. I'm quite interested now, Londi. I mean, how does one gauge their influence? I mean, I'm on social media. I can't tell you how much influence I've got. I mean, how does one gauge the influence? And maybe I'm throwing it out there, you can disagree or agree with me. Is that influence gauged by the fact that you've got many, many followers?
It's separated. It comes in five types, you know. So we have nano influencers, micro, mid-tier, macro, and mega influencers. Okay, so the nano influencers range from 1K to 10,000 followers.
Okay.
And micro range from 10,000 to 50K.
Oh, okay.
Mid-tier ranges from 50,000 to 500K. The macro range from 500K to 1 million. And then we have the bozos, the mega influencers, which is more than a million.
Mm. Oh, okay. Is that me? No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. Now, I'm basically a mid-tier.
You're a mid-tier, yes. I figured that out. Yeah, you know, you've got 70,000 followers, by the way. Londiwe Mashele has got 40,000 followers, by the way. I'm interested, and maybe Zinga should ask this question.
So, obviously, you've just taken us through the different types or the different levels in the influencer game, but how does the brand then choose which influencer to align their product with? And how does the brand know that by tagging itself or attaching itself to that particular influencer, it is reaching its target market? Oh, it seems technology is against us again this evening. We have lost Londi, but we will try to reconnect. For now, here we go.
It's like ketchup for radio. Rise FM podcasts. From fascinating interviews to hilarious phone calls, all the best bits of Rise FM is now available for you to listen to again and again. Visit razafm.co.za, click on podcasts, and enjoy Raz FM. Bumalanga Azishe. The trends, the transactions, the Mpumalanga impact. Taking care of business on Raz FM.
You're still listening to Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibugo, continuing with the installment of Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. Hey, the wonders of technology and the beauty of live radio. Londi is back on the line, and we are discussing the art of being an influencer. So, Londi, before our little glitch, you obviously took us through the different levels when it comes to being an influencer. But I particularly want to find out, how does a brand choose an influencer that they would want their product to be aligned with? And how does the brand then know that its particular product is then reaching the targeted audience?
Firstly, they'll check if you relate to their brand. And if you do, they'll then ask for your insights. Basically, why they would ask for your insights is to check where most of your audience is located and which gender and age group follows you more.
Yeah.
And after that, they'll look at your engagement. And from there, from just asking that, they'll know exactly what they're working with in terms of reaching their target.
Yeah. Now, Londi, I'm all about the money, Londi. Okay, in any business, I'm always about the money. Now, let me ask you this question. You mentioned nano, you mentioned micro, you mentioned, I think you said intermediary, I'm not sure, intertire, then you mentioned macro, and you mentioned the bozzers, which is me. But is there money in this? I mean, is there money in this, Lundi? And how do you determine then you as an influencer in terms of how much you charge for your services?
Yes, there is money. We do make money. And every influencer charges differently. Some charge according to their number of followers. Some charge according to the engagement. Some according to which brand they're working with and the task that is supposed to be done. Yeah, so we all charge differently.
And if you are then... So if you are then marketing...
There is money. Pardon?
So there's definitely money.
You know, she emphasizes that quite a lot. There is money. Okay, Lodi, we hear you. There is money.
So if you are marketing this particular product, how do you know as the influencer that you are indeed then reaching the market and that the market is being receptive to what you're putting out there?
If you as an influencer market the product or service in a relatable manner, meaning you have used or applied it, you can also observe like comments, feedback, so you know exactly what the market and how to market it, you know, which will initially make the market receptive because it will be to their liking. And also, I feel like you need to pick products that are trending, those that are in recent development or something your market demands.
Now, Londi, I have to ask this question. I've got 5 followers, okay, on Instagram. Now,
I thought you said you're mega.
No, forget about that. Please forget about that. But I've got 5 followers here, you know, Londi. And I want to increase my followership. I mean, I looked at your social media page, and I wasn't stalking you or anything, but I looked at it. You've got over 70,000 followers. How do you get to so many people to follow you?
By posting good content and being consistent.
I post good content, but I still have 5. I think.
You're not consistent. You're not consistent. You post every day.
No.
Like, literally, it has to be every day.
And
consistent is the key.
Okay. So consistency is important, right? To be able to get that. Now I can post. I mean, sometimes I see a lot of people posting things and I see they've got 1 like or 2 likes. What makes your posting more lucrative for somebody than to say, I want to follow Ulundi? You know, that's what I'm asking.
They relate. They get inspired. They relate and they just want to see more of that.
Yeah.
You know? This is why you don't have to change what you post from the beginning. Like, if you're gonna start posting about fashion, don't change that. Continue. We're not saying don't be versatile, but don't forget what your audience followed you for. Continue with that lane. Because now if you start changing your content, they get bored. They unfollow, they leave.
So now I've got 4 followers, sorry, just in that minute. No, I'm just joking.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business with Londi Mashele discussing the influencer game with us. Londi, maybe for Wandile and his 4 followers, can you share some do's and don'ts of the influencer game? What are some of the things that one needs to do? And you mentioned consistency as the first key.
Yeah, that's the first one. I'll say be consistent as the first do, and engage with your followers. Talk to them. Don't be rude. And another do is love what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said in the beginning, don't do it because you want to make money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it. Because if you do it to make money, you're going to get tired, trust mm-hmm. me. Because it's kind of hard. Sometimes you take pictures and the lighting is so bad and you have to try again. If you're just doing it for money, then it's going to be a drag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'd say love what you're doing. Don't just do it because you want to make money.
Interesting.
And my don'ts, I'd say don't compare yourself to nobody.
Yeah.
Mm. Yourself. And don't never use offensive language or don't engage in anything that will ruin your future collaborations.
Yeah.
Because the little things do matter. These brands are watching.
Mm.
The little things that we post, they are watching.
Now, Londi, I have to ask this question, and this is the final question. I go on a lot of dates, uh-huh. right?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I do go on dates. And sometimes I go on dates with people and they expect me to recognize them, you know, because they're in the social media world, right? And the person's like, don't you know me? And I'm like, no. So, but in any case, when you're out and about, right, do a lot of people recognize you? I mean, and if they do, how much of you as a person is reflected in real life versus your digital life?
I do have people approaching me,
mm.
and they do come. They say, are you Londi Marshall? And I'm like, yeah,
wow.
It's me. And sometimes people do see me, but they never approach me. And then later the day I receive a text saying, I saw you today. Like, and this is so funny. Like, why couldn't you just come and say hi?
Mm.
You know, because that would be really nice. It would be nice if they really approached me. And there's just a slight difference with my real and digital life.
Mm.
And that goes according to my mood.
Mm.
Because digitally, I always make sure I dress well. I put the fashion out there.
Ooh.
My Instagram, you'll see I will put the fashion out there. And in real life, I have my days. Some days I'll just want to go all out with my outfits. And some days I just dress normally.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Londi.
Yeah. But my kindness everywhere, in real life, always kind.
Wow. Wow. Londi, thank you so much. I think I've enjoyed this particular conversation. For those of you who want to increase the number of followers that I have, my handle is Sewandile.
Oh, my Lord.
I want to go from four. I want to go from four to 10 now, Zingi. Allow me to do that. But thank you so much. Thank you so much, Londi.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I think it's been an absolute pleasure having you. And good luck with your studies at the University of Johannesburg. And yeah, well done. 70,000 followers.
And quite an appropriate degree as well. Marketing.
Marketing. That's exactly it. Yes, and
it's
that's
kind of like the same thing.
No, very, very appropriate, Londi. Thank you so much. And jokes aside, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And good luck. And hopefully the next time we speak to you, you're going to be a buzzer like me. 1 million.
Yes. I'm coming.
No, I'm joking. I still have four followers.
I'll follow you and then you'll have five now.
Really? Say one deal.
Yes.
Please, say one deal. I'll hold you to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Londi Mashelo on the art of being a social media influencer. You can follow her on Instagram at Londi with three I's _ Marshall, MARXEL. It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chirwa and Wandile Mazibugo.